Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
There will be explosions. There will be death-defying acts. There will be shootings. There will be hand-to-hand combat. There will be nods to iconic imagery and set pieces, a spectacular opening credit sequence with a theme song by a popular recording star. Here, it's Adele. The silver Aston Martin DB5, the jangly guitar and brass theme song, the martini, shaken not stirred. Tuxedos, scenes in MI6 headquarters, a casino, and a bedroom assignation. All this and more is in Skyfall, sure to please diehard James Bond fans, as well as fans of Daniel Craig, essaying the role of the iconic British Secret Service agent 007 for the third time. Craig took over the role with Casino Royale and followed that with Quantum of Solace. Skyfall is directed slickly, swiftly, and extravagantly by Sam Mendes, who directed Revolutionary Road, Road to Perdition, and American Beauty, from a screenplay by Neil Purvis and Robert Wade, who wrote several previous Bond film screenplays, and also contributing to the screenplay, John Logan, who wrote Gladiator. It's all based on the characters created by Ian Fleming. High-tech gadgets are particularly absent from Skyfall, with Bond issued only a pistol and a miniature radio tracking device at MI6, British Secret Service headquarters. With Daniel Craig as James Bond, who needs gadgets? That said, the storyline of Skyfall hinges on a pulled from the headlines events, that of cyber terrorism and the bombing of the London Tube, also known as the subway system. A hacker named Silva, played by Javier Bardem, has compromised the files of M, played by Judi Dench, and is posting the names of British agents, a la WikiLeaks, for all the world to see. Daniel Craig is hard-boiled, likable, and as buff as a Muscle Beach bodybuilder as James Bond. He lets his eyes and petulant pout do most of the talking. Javier Bardem plays a credible villain, almost, but not quite, as spooky as the one he played in No Country for Old Men, for which he received the 2008 Supporting Actor Oscar. Dame Judi Dench, Shakespeare in Love supporting role 1999 Oscar recipient, is magnificently believable as M, the head of the British MI6 spy agency. Albert Finney appears late in the action and is charming as Kincaid, a crusty Scotsman. Ben Whishaw plays Q, the MI6 cyber expert. The so-called Bond girl has been downplayed, with Berenice Marholi as Severine, a love interest damsel in distress, and Naomi Harris as a co-agent Ava, who will return in the next installment, as will Ralph Fiennes as Gareth Mallory. Yes, there will be another James Bond film. A concluding statement commemorating 50 years of James Bond films tells us so. Screenplays for Bond films 24 and 25 are already being written. Skyfall is MPAA rated PG-13 for intense violent sequences throughout, some sexuality, language, and smoking. At the box office November 9, Skyfall, the 23rd installment, 50th anniversary year, and biggest James Bond film opening ever, was number one with $90 million. Opening November 16 are The Twilight Saga, Breaking Dawn Part 2, Kristen Stewart, Robert Pattinson, and Taylor Lautner are back in the romantic fantasy. With the birth of Renesmee, the Collins must again thwart the Volturi. Anna Karenina, Leo Tolstoy's classic novel set in the late 19th century Russia, is remade with a screenplay by Tom Stoppard. Keira Knightley is in the lead role in the drama directed by Joe Wright, which also stars Jude Law. Silver Linings Playbook, a former teacher played by Bradley Cooper, facing divorce, moves back in with his parents and meets a mystery woman played by Jennifer Lawrence. David O. Russell directs the comedy drama based on the novel by Matthew Quick. Robert De Niro co-stars. Price check. Parker Posey stars in the comedy drama about a supermarket chain. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.